Hello there.
Hi, I'm Dave Heller, the owner of the Quad Cities River Bandits, and I want to invite you to Modern Woodman Park this Friday for our big fireworks show. You know, our fireworks are the biggest explosions in the Quad Cities. Well, the biggest except when Darren comes out of a chili restaurant after having eaten the Macho Grande special. But that's something nobody wants to see or be a part of, trust me. Now enjoy today's podcast.
I'm looking at the menu of this restaurant. It just says chili.
Not Chili's.
No.
It's a chili restaurant.
Menu. And it just says chili 9 different times, but it's the exact same chili. What kind of chili restaurant is this?
He's a real crack up, isn't he?
Oh, he is fun, and that's why we love him. Welcome, everybody, to Dave and Darren's Top 5
Things. And the check cashed.
Hello there.
My name is
so
Dave.
So we love you for that, too, Dave.
And this is Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. I want to introduce you to my new favorite guy on the internet.
Mm.
This cat's... I don't think that he goes by this, but everyone calls him Review Bra.
Damn, Daniel.
He's just this guy who does these reviews. He reviews everything.
And so not just music.
Never music.
Never music.
More often than not, it's fast food fast food that he goes in and reviews.
All right.
He does it's called a Report of the Week, and he'll just...
What's good today? What's fresh?
That's exactly what this kid is doing. He's doing what's good today, what's fresh.
Rip-off artist.
That's exactly what it is.
All of you.
I'm just going to play a little bit of this
guy. Sure.
Because I'm telling you, I've just fallen in love with this kid. I'll just describe him. Very smart-looking young man. Mm-hmm. He's always wearing a tie.
Yeah.
And this is a review entitled, KFC, What Happened?
Okay.
In the daytime, you know, when the lighting for the videos is best, because getting that natural light is important for videos, is sometimes a challenge. And, you know, as the summer is approaching, gets lighter, at least for longer periods, so it kind of is nicer then. But anyway, I've been going through a little bit of a rough patch, very stressful, taking a few days off. And yesterday I was even questioning, I said, you know, am I going to film anything today? I don't know. I didn't know if I was going to film something or not. I wake up today, and it's around 7:45 p.m. right now, so it's still light. But I woke up today at around...
This kid, by the way, looks exactly like you picture him.
Okay.
Exactly like you picture him. And everybody, whatever picture you have in your brain right now,
mm-hmm.
You're exactly right.
Gosh. 7 p.m. or so. And I was feeling it. I said, you know what, I'm going to film a video today. And I checked the clock. I saw that there's only about an hour of daylight left. I wanted to film outside here. It's a comfortable day. I can wear the short sleeves and be comfortable.
What a time.
And I said, all right, I want to film something outside. I got to do this. I was scrolling through. I was trying to think, well, I want to do a food review. So let's try and get one of those done. And I saw KFC. Damn, KFC. You know? I know I've done Popeyes in the past, but KFC. The last thing I ever did was their... What is that? The smoky bear meat sandwich or something like that. But that was months ago.
This is a man who's not afraid to walk you through his process.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to fast forward a little bit here.
Okay.
All right?
The place is closed. And it's not like it's just closed for holiday. But, I mean, it's permanently shut down. Like, it's condemned. I mean, it's like one step below having wooden boards on the windows spray painted saying do not open, dead inside. I mean, that's the level of shutdown that it was. Well, time's running out now. I've got just 30 minutes now before the lighting. You know, I can't do an outdoor video, so check my phone, scrolling through it. All right, here's another KFC. Let's try that one.
I mean, this goes on and on.
Okay.
As he walks you through the process.
Yes.
Can't find a KFC that's open. I'm fast-forwarding even further now.
And what went down, as they say. But oh my goodness. I mean, of all days, I swear. Where, as I said, the last few days I was kind of out of commission, admittedly. I just haven't been feeling the best, you know. really stressed out. I said maybe I just need a break. I function best off of spontaneity.
Obviously.
I wasn't feeling it. I was just feeling really tired, worn out.
Uh-huh. Again, this is now 7.5 minutes into the video.
Right.
A video that was ostensibly going to be about the Krispy Kernel sandwich. He gets to the KFC,
uh-huh,
and it's closed.
Another one's closed.
Right. So now here is the review.
Video a little bit with a few extra thoughts about KFC. But otherwise, that's all that I have, just keeping you updated. So it's a little later on, and honestly, to give my honest opinion as to why I think, you know, KFC, maybe they're closing down a lot of stores, I'm just going to give you an unfiltered opinion this time around.
That's what we deserve.
I think it's because the food's terrible. That's quite frankly just how I feel about it. They have a few good items, a select few good items, but I just think that the quality has tumbled downhill tremendously over the years. And it's just saddening. I think their food has just gone so downhill.
This is word for word what you said.
It's awful, a month by ago. And large. A lot of people, they just don't want it. They don't want it. They can get something better elsewhere. And that's why I think a lot of KFC chains might be going out of business, might have fewer customers.
This is 12 minutes.
I think we said it in a couple minutes.
Well, you said it in about 12 seconds.
Right.
He's just walking you through the process. He wasn't feeling it. And then he went to the KFC and it was closed. And he's just furious. And this is as angry as this guy gets. I mean, this is raging. He's furious about it.
Gentlemen, if you are interested also, today's a Thursday. Every Thursday I release a new video.
Of course.
No, I don't think I'm interested.
12 minutes. I went to the KFC, and I wasn't feeling it, and then I went there, and they were closed.
They're terrible.
And I think they're terrible, and I think the quality of the food has gone down tremendously.
I will say this, though, that Lee's Chicken, if you get a chance to get a hold of some Lee's Chicken.
Now, where is Lee's Chicken?
Well, I know it's in Mattoon. I don't know if it's where else it is, but that's not the only place they have
it. Is it something of a chain?
It's something of a chain, and the person who has Lee's Chicken had some sort of, was a family member with the Colonel, and splintered off.
Lee's Famous Recipe Chicken?
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
Oh,
and I don't know where they all are, but if you ever see one, I would suggest that one.
So it's like...
It's a much higher quality than KFC.
Is it like KFC used
to be? It's...
Is that... You feel good about saying that?
It's not the same,
but... The nearest one I can find is in Danville, Illinois.
Damn Danville!
Damn Danville! Looks like there's a bunch of them in Missouri.
Mm.
And
so when you're out and about on the on the summer vacation, they have an awfully tasty fish sandwich as well.
Well, that is good to know.
I'll let the bass out of the bag.
I watched this kid ramble on about KFC for 12 minutes today, and I just couldn't get enough of it.
So you watched it more than once?
It's all I can do. Ooh. And then he does other reviews of today. We're going to talk about Little Caesar's Pizzas. And quite frankly, I feel the quality isn't that good.
I don't think any of this stuff is any good.
Oh, he doesn't rave about anything. And this kid, I'll say this, man, he's not an even keel. This kid, when he's raging...
Well, today it didn't sound like he was feeling it.
It's just, you know, he wasn't happy with what he got there.
It's an emotional roller coaster.
Oh, yeah. He gets... Review bra gets angry sometimes. I feel the quality of the food is not very good. Check him out. Here's a video called "Are Taco Bell's Nacho Fries Worth the Hype?" I can't stand how much I enjoy this kid. Just goes around eating fast food and then basically looking at the camera going,
"Well, that was a disappointment.
I don't know that I enjoyed that very much."
No.
Yeah.
Who does?
Yeah. And always wearing a tie. Very smart. Very tin machine. Something else. This kid. Here he is eating nacho fries in his car.
I don't know what I'm doing here. You know, gotta get these napkins.
Yeah.
Yes, get the napkins.
Oh, yeah, no, it's...
That is better.
Are they worth the hype? I don't know. I'm gonna get these napkins. I'll wash it down with a little pop.
You know, Taco Bell, they know what they're doing with these. I mean, maybe about a year ago, 2 years ago, I remember critiquing their items. I remember saying, you know, it was just one miss after the other. The Taco Bell messed up again, you know. Remember, every time, it was like, it was flipping a coin. It was a literal coin toss. And, you know, 50-50. And it was a complete random. Sometimes it was really good, sometimes it was utter garbage.
This video has 2.5 million views.
What are we doing wrong?
This kid's knocking it out of the park. All right, the top five things.
The top five things brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry at 3320 East Kimberly Road next to Green Buick in Davenport. The bridal sale's going on now. Come in and check out their engagement ring starting at $350. Their large selection of GIA certified loose diamonds and their custom bridal line. Now, this is the thing to keep in mind. The big, big news is that Mother's Day is this weekend. Now, is Owen all set?
She listens to the podcast, so I'll reserve my comments.
Well, you don't have to say what he got, but is he set yet, or does he even have a plan?
Everything's taken care of.
All right. It is Mother's Day, and Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry has a wide variety.
Oh, you little mothers.
You mothers. They have a wide variety in all price ranges for great gifts for Mother's Day. Don't miss out. They have fun creating custom personalized gifts. They love putting together the prettiest packages for the special people in your life. Their goal is to find that little something to knock her socks off, so join them. They are open Tuesday through Saturday. You can even do some shopping on Saturday starting at 9 a.m., visit Mary, Terry, and Ellen today. Their passion for jewelry and gems will be present each time they find the perfect piece for you. Come in and see and feel the difference. And, of course, mention Nacho Radio when you're there. With a purchase, you're going to receive a free gem and jewelry cleaner at Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. If you'd like to reach out to us anytime, including now, while we're doing the podcast, use the Uncle Norm's Fireworks text line, 470-23-NACHO. Uncle Norm's, with the two locations opening very, very soon. One will be in Davenport, and on June 1st, the Milan store located just south of Milan on Route 67, that opens again on June 1st. Uncle Norm's has the largest selection, and their inventory includes quality products from quality distributors, including Black Cat, World Class Brand, Showtime, and more. All of Uncle Norm's fireworks are 100% guaranteed. That means if it fails, they replace it. Nobody else does that. Uncle Norm's Fireworks, again, two locations opening in the month of June. And as always, the podcast is originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio. Capriati's, home of the Quad City's best cheesesteak, but so much more. How about their Cran Slam Club, homemade turkey, cranberry sauce, the ham, lettuce, mayo, on your choice of sliced or a sliced white or wheat bread. Absolutely delicious. Get it today. When you're there, make sure you mention Nacho Radio, and you will get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
Little men, my name's Billy Wanky, and I'm a pro. I know how to handle you guys.
Is he kidding?
Now, what we're going to do is a little something, because I know you're all a little stiff from your ride up here. We're going to do a little exercising before din-din, okay?
What is this, booty camp?
It's called aerobics, and we'll just put on a little bit of musy-poo. Good. Better. All right, you mothers, just do everything I do.
There's our tribute to Mother's Day.
It's my tribute to my mom. To my dead mom. I don't know if you saw this because you were busy at the River Manets game today. The Mets did something I've never seen in a pro baseball game.
Mm.
They batted out of order in the first inning.
I don't know that I've ever seen anyone bat out of order in a professional game.
No, that's how bad
I remember it happening. I remember it happening. It might have been like the last year I played baseball.
Uh-huh.
Someone batted out of order, but that's because we were on the bench doing telepsychic. We were doing the bit from Saturday Night Live, and the next thing you know, someone's not up to bat.
The Mets.
The coach was not pleased.
The Mets batted out of order in the first, with a man, in scoring position.
So that just counts as an out,
yep.
Huh?
They went on to lose in 10 innings, 2-1. Mets manager Mickey Callaway, who takes responsibility for the guys batting out of order.
I didn't know that Mickey Callaway was the Mets coach, the manager.
It probably cost us the game, he said.
And that's on me.
You lost the game because your team batted out of order.
Who wasn't ready to play?
I think that maybe they handed he handed the wrong lineup card. Does that make sense?
Mm.
He gave the wrong lineup card to the umps?
So he had one lineup card for the umps and one for the players to look at?
See, that just doesn't.
Then that would be on him.
It doesn't make any sense. How do you bat out of order at the professional level?
Mm.
Mickey Callaway says he's pissed at himself for doing it.
Have you ever heard of Mickey Callaway?
How do I know that name?
Did you know who Mickey Callaway was?
No.
Did you know Mickey Callaway was the Mets manager?
I did not.
I didn't think you did.
In fairness, I did not. He says, I'm responsible
Mickey Rivers,
for it.
Sure. Mickey Stanley, yes.
Yes.
Mickey Rooney. Well, Mickey Mantle.
Number one star in the world. Bang.
Mickey Rooney never played Mickey Mantle, did he?
He did.
Hmm.
Yes. It was dinner
the All-American Boy.
Along
a
with
dinner theater version of the All-American Boy.
Mickey Rooney was always coming into town with, what's her name? With the big boobs. Ann Russell? Is that a
yeah,
thing?
Yeah, she's got, yeah.
They were always coming into town to do their production of Sugar Babies.
Do you remember when
I was a kid, like, every other commercial was Mickey Rooney's coming to the Drury Lane Theater with Ann Russell
Sugar Babies.
No thanks.
Do you remember when we were members of the Sphithoid Club for 1 year?
That was your idea, yes. Every time I drive past that, I say out loud,
you kind of regret.
Darren talked me into joining the Sphithoid Club. And then who did they? They had.
And I think it might have been. No, it was Jane.
Jane Russell.
Jane Russell, not Ann Russell.
Now, are they related?
Jane Russell. I don't know that there's an Ann Russell. I'm sure there's an Ann Russell, but Jane Russell.
She was more of a hoofer.
But in the bathroom, they had, like, the wallpaper was, like, of Jane Russell.
Jane Russell in the hay.
Yeah.
That was in the men's room. Uh-huh. Now, that I didn't mind. That was kind of cool. But essentially, we paid a membership fee to go to
$20.
A bar. $20! We paid $20 to go to a bar.
Well, not just every time.
It was an annual fee.
It was an annual fee.
But it wasn't like the beer was cheaper. It was just you couldn't be in there unless you were a member.
And you couldn't wear a hat.
Which, yeah.
Number one.
But it was your guy Stretch who talked us into it, not me necessarily. I just said, let's do this.
You were all in.
I was all in.
Number one.
I like the idea of being part of a club that didn't want us... didn't know who we were and didn't want us involved.
Well, it was us and a bunch of 70-year-old men, which was that actually was kind of cool. It was kind of like
a couple women in there.
I don't remember that. Keanu Reeves and Alex Winter are confirming that they are going to be starting to film the third Bill and Ted movie. Keanu Reeves and Alex Winter saying it's happening. Reeves will reprise his role as Ted Theodore Logan. And Winter will be Bill S. Preston Esquire, and the third film now in the saga.
Why not?
Bill and Ted. You had Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. You had Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey, and now the third movie is going to be called Bill and Ted Face the Music.
Don't they need George Carlin?
I don't think that they do.
See, I never saw either one of them.
He plays Rufus, and he's in the movie for about 2 minutes.
Is he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, they probably got enough footage of him then to. Throw him in there if you need to.
Or, if need be, I can do my Carlin bit.
They could
cast me. I'm going to get the good bread. There you go. See, I can do it.
Is it meat? Is it cake? It's meat cake.
I just want to go home. So that's good news. Bill and Ted 3 is finally going to be in theaters 27 years after the last movie was released. Bill and Ted Face the Music.
You saw both of those?
Loved both of them.
You love both of them.
Yeah, they're great.
And I know that whole 69 dude. I know that bit.
Well, that speaks to all of us.
But
69 dudes!
But I think that's all I saw.
It's like the future, computers.
So where did they...
Sandy Beavis High School football rules!
Do they go in the future or the past?
Yes.
They do both?
Yes.
In both movies?
Well, in the second movie, they end up going to hell.
Hmm.
You'd love it.
Oh.
You'd just love it.
I would. Okay. Yes. Well, then maybe I will.
Two.
Watch it someday.
I feel like you really should.
Do you have it on DVD that I can borrow?
I don't. I had it on VHS.
When are we going to sell those DVDs?
I had it on VHS at one point, but I think I lost that a couple of
both
moves
of them?
Ago. I think just the first one.
But they don't go to hell in that one.
No. No, but the first one's pretty good, too.
Oh, okay.
Ziggy Pig. Ziggy Pig. Number two, the next big health trend, Darren.
Mm.
Marijuana juice. They yes. say this is going to be the next big health trend. Juicing marijuana. They say, like most leafy greens, marijuana is nutritionally...
Can you milk me?
It's nutritionally dense and full of calcium, iron, vitamin K, fiber, and antioxidants. So it's like a smoothie.
Yeah.
And, you know, packs a lot of wonderful ingredients.
And takes care of your munchies all at one time, if such a thing exists.
Cannabinoids interact with our endocannabinoid system, which manages everything from mood, appetite, and pain. And the interaction, they say, provides profound anti-inflammatory, anti-nausea, anti-convulsion, and mood-enhancing benefits.
Isn't it a wonderful plant?
Raw marijuana is an excellent source of protein, magnesium, omega-3, and omega-6 fatty acids. If consumed, it could prevent serious illnesses the same way a conscious, healthy lifestyle would.
Sure. That's what I'm after.
Yeah. So get ready for marijuana juicing. I guess that's, they say...
Coming to a juice bar soon.
The next, well, I mean, eventually. Eventually, probably. Right? I mean, I'm guessing...
I'm down.
Yeah, right?
It couldn't save him. That was the first night. First night.
Three.
First night in the house.
Couldn't save him.
We couldn't. We couldn't. We didn't get there in time.
Oh, we didn't get. Shame.
It is a shame because we could have. We could have like he would have only needed half a smoothie. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast brought to you. We could have had a small cup. But remember how he annihilated himself that first night?
Well, he was...
He was drinking he just straight liquor.
That marijuana makes you lazy.
He was drinking... He was drinking something that was like for six times the size of him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
he was drinking what a, like...
right.
Andre the Giant would drink.
I wonder, if you were to look at it, pound for pound,
yeah,
who is a more impressive drinker, Andre the Giant or Vern Troyer?
Mm, that's good.
Because that's like the immovable force and the unstoppable object or whatever the hell that thing is called.
Uh-huh.
Like pound for pound, if you look at per capita, I mean, Andre the Giant would drink 60 beers in a night.
But?
The man was 900 pounds and 12 feet tall.
Was he 900 pounds?
I don't know.
I don't think he was 900 pounds.
When you look at a picture of a beer can in Andre the Giant's hand, that's like doing a thimble full of beer. Right?
I think I'd put my money on Vern Troyer.
See, pound for pound.
Yeah.
Who's problem drinking? Who's drinking to self-medicate?
Was more impressive.
For the unfair hand were dealt by Mother Nature.
We don't have any audio of Andre the Giant doing that. Do we? Can you imagine? Now, that's something to think about. You would never want to share a bunk bed with a drunk Andre the Giant, especially if Andre the Giant's on top, which is where Vern Troyer was, right? Isn't that where?
Well, when
Peter Knight put him?
When Peter Brady had to...
Peter Brady.
Christopher Knight. When Peter Brady had to put Vern Troyer to bed, he could just pick him up.
Yes, he picked him up bed. And he put him in the top bunk, didn't
right,
he?
Right.
You wouldn't want to do that with Andre the Giant.
Andre the Giant was 7'4" and 500 pounds.
Okay. Beefy.
And had an incredible tolerance for alcohol.
Beefy.
Andre the Giant once...
Well, beer, anyway.
He once drank a plane's entire stock of vodka during a flight to Japan.
Mm.
This is Ric Flair. He says, I was with him one night at the Downtowner in Charlotte. In 1975, he drank 106 beers.
That's impressive.
His manager at the time drank 56 beers. I was on a 747 with him going to Tokyo out of Chicago, number 4 on Northwest. We drank every bottle of vodka on the plane. He would drink 6 bottles of wine before every match.
He would have been stumbling out of that plane like Godzuki or Godzilla. Ric Flair would have been more like Godzuki.
Hulk Hogan says he drank 3 bottles of wine at a karaoke bar in...
I don't think 3 bottles of wine, he would even feel it, probably.
In 3 hours, he drank 12 bottles of wine. He once drank in 45 minutes before a flight. Andre the Giant once drank 102 beers. Now, come on. 108 12-ounce beers. Hulk Hogan says, I get a call, brother. Hey, boss, I'm at the Tampa airport. I've got a one-hour layover over. I was like, okay, it's 15 minutes or so from my mom's house. So I drove over to the airport, and I met him at the Delta Crown Lodge.
By the time, how about you just sit there for an hour, as opposed to be driving?
By the time we sat down, we had about 45 minutes before he had to walk to the next gate. He drank 108 12-ounce beers.
Not in 45 minutes. I'm calling BS on that. I'm not saying that his drinking isn't impressive, but come on.
He once drank pitchers of various liquors and ran up a bar tab of $40,000.
What kind of money was he making?
Not that kind of money. According to Dusty Rhodes, our guy.
Yeah, I know he's our guy.
He says, and Mike Graham says this, and Dusty Rhodes confirms it. The official, unofficial record for Andre the Giant in one sitting. 156 beers in one sitting.
Nice. But he didn't do it in 45 minutes.
Well, Hulk's story is...
That doesn't make any sense.
Andre would respond to last call by ordering 40 drinks.
Listen, if you've got an hour and it's 15 minutes...
Hulk Hogan, I'm here for an hour. Come and drink with me.
It's 15 minutes to get to the airport.
Yeah.
You're not sitting down with 45 minutes left to go when you get to the airport. It's going to take you a little time to find him.
One night in Sarasota, Andre the Giant pounded 2 cases of beer during an hour-long car ride.
I think Vern Troyer could still drink more, maybe.
I don't think so, man.
No?
I don't think so. I mean, that's...
That would only mean Vern Troyer would have to drink like a 12-pack.
Well, if we do the math, that's fascinating math.
Okay, he's 500 pounds and Vern Troyer was 50 pounds? 10 times? Vern Troyer would crush him. Vern Troyer? You don't think Vern Troyer can't drink a case of beer?
I don't know, man. If you're like a 45-pound guy...
Drinking a case of beer?
I think a case of beer, even with your advanced alcoholism...
That would mean that he would have to drink 240 cans of beer.
Well...
He'd drink them under the table. Pound for pound.
I gotta go with Andre the Giant, but I think... This is why it's such an excellent question.
Then we'll put it...
If you'll pardon the pun, a case could be made.
Okay, then we'll put that... Because we had up on Facebook, one-on-one. One-on-one, who do you take, LeBron or Michael Jordan? Just one-on-one.
All right.
And now we'll put up one-on-one.
Vern Troyer. Vern Troyer would boast that he could drink his own weight in booze. He could down 6 beers... And a bottle of spirits a day.
Well, that's not much.
No. A six-pack and like a bottle of Jack.
Well, a bottle of Jack is a lot.
Well, how much?
Anybody drinking a bottle of Jack.
Well, what does spirits mean?
Well, your alcohol.
I think that he liked Jack Daniels. I think I read that somewhere. He would brag that he could down 6 beers in a day.
I bet he could drink more than 6 beers.
Well, but see, how much did he weigh? How much did Vern Troyer weigh?
Maybe he didn't even weigh 50 pounds.
So, I mean, a six-pack? Again, when you weigh, you know, boy, there's a lot of pictures of him passed out. This is terrible. May they both rest in peace.
Oh, I think they both are.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't think, they're out cold. They're out cold. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast brought to you by the Orpheum Theater in Galesburg. Tomorrow, it's Bombshell, the Hedy Lamarr story on Friday, May 11th. Choral Dynamics presents a free screening of Footloose on May 17th at 7 o'clock. The Orpheum Theater will announce their Throwback Thursday free summer movie series and offer a free showing of Who Framed Roger Rabbit on June 7th. It's a kids-friendly double feature on Saturday, June 16th. The Dancer Studio presenting Alice in Wonderland. Tickets are available for all of these, including, if you're an old-time country fan, coming to the Orpheum Theater, it is country music icon John Conley. He's going to be there on Tuesday, July 17th. Tickets for all of these events are available at galesburgorpheum.org, by phone at 309-342-2299, or at the Orpheum Theater box office. They serve up wine and beer, including Iron Spike Brews, and they're available for private events. The Orpheum Theater, lean forward, engage, and be entertained. Reach out with your opinion of Vern Troyer or Andre the Giant using the Uncle Norm's fireworks text line.
Vern Troyer weighed 35 pounds.
Okay.
So a six-pack of
beer.
And
he's drinking a bottle of Jack Daniels?
Well, maybe not Jack. It looks like he was more of a champagne guy now.
Yeah.
So let's say he does a bottle of champagne and six beers. I think Andre wins. Well, I don't know, man.
He's 17 times bigger than Vern Troyer.
35 pounds. So what's 6 times 17?
Huh?
Andre,
96.
Yeah.
Brother, I'll be there in 15 minutes, brother.
Coming from your mom's house? So Hulk Hogan's just hanging out at his mom's house waiting for Andre the Giant to call him?
I don't know how it works.
Hulk, come and drink with me. I gotta leave Sarasota in an hour.
Uncle Norm's fireworks.
Anybody want a peanut?
The other guys are going to be packing up after the 4th of July. Not Uncle Norm's fireworks. Oh, they are family-owned, and they live here locally. And they're also available year-round by appointment. Here's their number, 563-329-2398 or 563-320-0897. Why would you drive to Missouri or anywhere else? Uncle Norm's has the largest inventory in the area with the best prices and the best product guarantee. Just mentioned it right there. Visit them at their Facebook page or at UncleNormsFireworks.com. Two locations, two storefronts opening in June with details coming very, very soon. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport. They also have a location in Cedar Rapids, 4640
Avenue. My, you boys sure didn't say a lot of words in a row.
Along with their delicious sandwiches, soups, including turkey chili, tomato bisque, clam chowder, chicken noodle, and chicken tortilla. When you're there, mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one. And, of course, keep them in mind for the graduation parties coming up, I guess, this weekend.
I just retweeted this. If you want to follow me on Twitter, it's at Dave Lavora. I wanted to show you this. This is a rodeo. Mm-hmm. The bull is fine.
Yes.
In fact, the bull wins the rodeo.
Okay.
So they must do something where they have a thing where they invite people from the audience to come and...
Chiba the Clown?
Have you seen this?
No.
So they must do something at rodeos where they have, like, a circle... And people from the audience are invited to stand in the circles.
Do they lurk?
And the last man standing wins some sort of prize.
Some sort of jerk?
I don't know. I just retweeted this video. I think you'll enjoy it. I think you'll enjoy it immensely. Okay. All right? So check out
They invite people in?
Right. See them.
Jesus Christ.
That's something else. This bull is undefeated.
Well, this doesn't look like... Hurt. Who wants to be a part of this?
Well, you know, it's to win passes for the next rodeo or some damn thing.
Can't
I don't know.
Just buy them?
This is the best. So then the bull goes to this part of the ring, and then he does that thing like they do in cartoons where he just starts stamping his feet to let people know, I'm coming to kill you. And these idiots are still standing in the ring because they want to win the prize, too. Yeah. I don't know, a belt buckle or whatever it is they're going for here. Watch this. He starts stomping his feet. And then...
here he comes.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
He's digging in.
Yeah.
And then...
Oh, good. Jeez, he's creeping these people.
Isn't that the best?
They do this at the rodeo?
I guess this is a thing.
Well, I've never... I guess this is my first rodeo.
Literally. It literally is.
I need to go. If they're just inviting people.
Three.
I wonder if you can sign people up that you take with you.
This guy
wants to do it. He wants to.
Why'd they call my name? Maybe you've won a prize. Go down there and see.
All right, Trevor.
Number three, the world's biggest orgy is going to be attempted in Las Vegas on June 2nd.
Odd numbers?
Oh, right. That's always your big question. They want it to be the biggest ever orgy. Your belief
is
Las Vegas. Where else? Sin City 8, they call it. They're taking over the Embassy Suites May 30th to June 3rd.
OK. Can you imagine? It's a can five... you imagine if you just you're looking at? Wait a minute, that sounds familiar. And you look, and you're booked in there like on the fourth and fifth. They're not really even going to have a chance to scrub for the duck butter.
May 30th to June 3rd, it is a five-day festival devoted to carnal pleasure and topless camaraderie with workshops.
Workshops?
Yeah. Yeah. Sex toy demos. Naughty parties. And the big climax, pun intended, will be the attempt to break the record for the world's largest
at
orgy.
The Embassy Suites.
Embassy Suites.
So they didn't even get into a casino.
No casino wants these creeps there. Are you kidding me?
But the Embassy Suites will take them.
If you want a pass to get in to Sin City, for couples it's $200. Uh-huh. Single women are $25. They sing,
what's a single guy cost? $500.
I would hope. I think you have to bring a chick to go to an orgy, right? You can't just go to an orgy as a dude. It's going to be 700 dudes at the Embassy Suites.
It doesn't
suites.
Seem fair.
No, this is not what anyone wants to see. You've made a mockery of the Embassy Suites, gentlemen.
I suppose that is some sort of orgy.
It's etiquette.
Etiquette.
Yeah. You got to bring at least one chick to the orgy.
Yeah, you can't just show up on your own and think you can get in on it.
No. That's like walking into a picnic and not bringing potato salad.
Bringing anything.
Exactly. Bring a hot dish to pass. Mutual consent will be strictly enforced by onlooking security officers, who are also, by the way, members of the
lifestyle.
Those
are probably, that's exactly probably the same etiquette, is bring a hot dish to pass.
They say participants will receive free condoms, lubricants, towels, hand sanitizer, and other sex compliments.
Gland sanitizer?
Hand sanitizer. Oh. Gland sanitizer would probably make more sense for this thing. It is just going to be a bunch of single dudes showing up at the embassy.
But I'm not even talking...
Oh, my girlfriend got sick at the last minute, so I mean...
I'm talking...
She said I should have a good time, though.
Time-honored tradition. Forever. You just don't walk in on and just think, hey, can I join this on my own?
Oh, orgy, huh? Cool.
That
sounds great.
I'd like to be down. I'm down with that. No, you're not.
I'm DTF.
No, you're not.
Four.
But, like, single chicks can show up.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Everyone's fine with that.
Yeah.
But we can't just have dudes showing up.
That's solo dudes.
No. Too many dicks on the dance floor here. We can't have this. Number four, Guns N' Roses are re-releasing.
This orgy isn't brought to you by Johnsonville.
That's a great idea, though, for the people of Johnsonville. You should maybe put that in your campaign.
Yeah, you can use that.
Brat party.
Brat party.
Bring as many dudes as you want to the brat party. Guns N' Roses is re-releasing their Appetite for Destruction. It is a box set reissue.
Sure.
As part of the box set, they're including songs from GNR Lies, except for the song One in a Million. Do you remember that song, One in a Million, from Guns N' Roses?
Which one's that from?
You're one in a million. Yeah, that's what you are. You're one in a million. You're a shining star. And that's really
from
all
which
of the
album?
Song. That's on GNR Lies.
Okay.
Which is an EP.
Right.
But it has language that's... Maybe you could get away with it in 1989. It has both the F word.
Lies had Patience.
Yes.
And then I Used to Love Her.
Yes. Okay. Which I'm surprised they're able to get away with that in today's climate. You know what I'm saying? Mm. I used to love her, but I had to kill her. One in a Million uses an F word.
Okay.
Like the F word with the two G's in it.
Dig?
Not that F word, but the other F word.
Yeah, right.
And it also has the N word in it.
Okay.
So they've decided, you know what, maybe we don't need to put that out there again.
Yeah, it's over.
Yeah.
No reason to draw attention to this.
Well, they already fought this battle in the 80s when people were like, why are you saying these things?
Yeah.
And his argument was, I'm not saying it, it's the character in the song.
Oh.
Like, I'm writing it from the point of view of somebody who uses language like that.
Oh, okay.
Well, you can't do that. Uh-huh. Come on. So they're re-releasing it, and...
Why is Lies part of a box set of Appetite for Destruction?
Well, because you can't do a box set for an EP.
Who says you ever had to? Who says you have to revisit it?
Well,
And then Appetite for Destruction is one thing, isn't it?
It's a way to cash out okay. on an album everybody already bought.
Five.
I don't want to ruin it for you, but you know, most people that buy these things already have the thing that they're rebuying.
Yeah, that's true.
Again,
of course.
What I mean?
Yeah, sure.
Nobody's buying Appetite for Destruction for the first time.
Well, I've been waiting since
19. Well, you've never bought Appetite, huh?
No.
It's a shame. It's a good record. Finally. Number five, I don't know if you heard this, the Google people yesterday unveiled their new digital assistant.
No.
This thing is terrifying on a bunch of different levels. You were saying the other day that nobody leaves messages anymore. Nobody wants to talk on the phone. Everybody just wants to text.
Yeah, you don't. There's not a lot of... Well, they don't leave messages for me.
It's very rare that I get a voicemail. In fact, when I get a voicemail, I'm like, I don't even
know.
How do I even play this? I don't even know. Like, what am I doing wrong here? So this Google Assistant, they'll be rolling this out in the next couple of weeks. Now, there's a whole bunch of stuff that Google's unveiled at this thing yesterday. One is on your Gmail, it anticipates what you're writing and will finish your sentences for you.
No, I don't need that.
So if you type, like, I hope you, it'll be like, are doing okay.
Go to hell.
There you go. Well, it kind of gets to learn how you write and then anticipate what you would say when you finish a sentence.
Oh, that's so me.
But then there's this Google Duplex. And the idea is you'll tell your Google assistant, hey, I need a haircut. And it will call the hair salon and set up your appointment.
Mm.
And then tell you, okay, I did this for you. I set up your appointment.
It's already done.
Where it gets terrifying for me is how natural the artificial intelligence sounds.
Mm.
This is from the Google presentation last night. All right, yesterday afternoon, where the CEO explains what you're about to hear is an actual phone call between the Google and then a woman at a hair salon who has no idea
that this is
she's talking to a robot.
Right.
And one of the things they've done is not only make it sound much more natural, they've included things like the computer will say things like,
Yeah.
Like just natural.
Natural pauses.
Listen to this. This is chilling.
Can help with this problem. So let's go back to
this. This is the
example.
CEO of Google.
Let's say you want to ask Google.
Setting things up.
To make your haircut appointment on Tuesday between 10 and noon. What happens is the Google Assistant makes the call seamlessly in the background for you. So what you're going to hear is the Google Assistant actually calling a real salon to schedule the appointment for you. Let's listen.
Don't cheer this.
How can I help you?
Hi, I'm calling to book a woman's haircut for a client. I'm looking for something on May 3rd.
Sure, give me 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, what time are you looking for around?
At 12 p.m.
We do not have a 12 p.m. available. The closest we have to that is a 1:15.
Do you have anything between 10 a.m. and 12 p.m.?
Depending on what service she would like. What service is she looking for?
Uh-oh.
Just a woman's haircut for now.
Okay, we have a 10 o'clock.
10 a.m. is fine.
Okay, what's her first name?
The first name is Lisa.
Okay, perfect. So I will see Lisa at 10 o'clock on May 3rd.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Great. Have a great day. Bye.
Yeah, I don't think I'd be cheering this stuff.
Isn't that terrifying?
Just cool it, Google. Okay? Just cool it. Everyone can set up their own haircut.
That just sounded like two women on the phone.
Although it sounded like she was going to get stuck.
Well, there's another example where Google is calling someone who English is not their first language.
Mm.
And it's able to decipher what that person is saying.
Mm.
Where when I listen, I'm like, what is going on here? Yeah, it's terrifying because I'll tell you, pretty soon, in about 3 years, the Google will just be doing all the podcasts.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Make 2018 your year and enjoy an all-natural fruit smoothie with or without protein. Try a super tasty protein puck packed full of fruits and nuts, a great way to start the day. Gourmet hot iced and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea that you can take with you. Biscotti, breakfast cookies, all-natural oatmeal muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company, join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast also brought to you by our patrons on Podbean, as well as everyone who shops Amazon.com by using the link at nachoradio.com. Any time of the day, if you've got a question, some sort of query, something that you've been listening to a
maybe
podcast.
Maybe a secret, Donna.
Or secret, Donna. You can text us by using the Uncle Norm's Fireworks text line 470-23-NACHO. Uncle Norm's Fireworks, two stores opening in June in Milan and Davenport. Appointments by for purchase always available at 563-329-2398 or 563-320-0897. Uncle Norm's has the largest selection, and their inventory includes quality products from quality distributors, including Black Cat, world-class brand, Showtime, and more. They'll be opening soon. All their information at their Facebook page or at UncleNormsFireworks.com. The podcast always originating from the Capriati's Sandwich Shop Studio. Having a get-together, let Capriati's do all the work, whether it's a picnic, birthday party, graduation party, office meeting, corporate event. Capriati's is sure to be a hit. If you're just doing it on your own, mention Nacho Radio and get a medium sub for the price of a small one.
And if you are doing it on your own, do it. Do it live.
Do it live!
That's going to have to do it.
Did you see where he was willing to...
He needs to just disappear forever.
Why hasn't he?
Why anyone... It's ridiculous.
You know what? I'll take over.
You know what, honey? Why don't you let a man answer these tough questions?
I'll
baby?
Answer your tough questions.
Yeah. That's just gross. All right, that's going to have to do it for this installment of the Top 5 Things. We'll be back...
With maybe a food review?
I'm telling you, watch this guy. He's captivating. There's one where he reads all the mean comments people leave.
About him.
A lot of you say, I look like a rat. Okay, that's fair. This person says, I look like an albino rat.
Also fair.
That's also very fair. Nothing. This guy is just chill. It's what I respect about him.
Uh-huh.
I like the lack of intensity he brings to the game.
Yep, that's something to be admired, that's for sure.
This kid's gimmick is not something Google's going to be able to capture.
Huh.
Well, or maybe they already have. Maybe this guy's at Google. I don't even know what the hell's real anymore.
Just cool it, Google. You know what? For most of you, cool it, okay?
Until we get a chance to do it for you next week. Hang loose, kooks.
And you stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities reference spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out, come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
It's enough. Thank you. Thank you very much.